From all the ages, there have been the rising and falling of kingdoms. There's been the wars, the plagues, the turmoil, the fighting, the hatred. But there is one kingdom that is eternal, the kingdom of God. And all of us here are striving to be part of that kingdom of God that he calls us to. And we hear the gospel today of Jesus reminding them of what happened in the time of Moses, how the people lost hope in God, lost hope in that promised kingdom of eternal life, eternal happiness. And from that moment, they became deceived, bitten by the serpents, falling into sin. And they had that consequence of death, that separation from the kingdom. In our own lives, we could be surrounded by a lot of turmoil, a lot of tragedy in our life. We could have a lot of hardships, a lot of obstacles that are out there. Things don't always go our way the way we would like them to go. But to never lose sight of God who is leading us to that perfect eternal happiness. To not get distracted, to not lose hope. He will see us through that journey in our life. He will lead us on the path of truth in the light. In our lives, sometimes we allow those serpents to bite us. We fall into the temptation of sin in our life. To not lose hope and discouragement that I am dead and no longer worthy of God. Christ looks down upon us. And with that love, that compassion, with that mercy, he is willing to come down to us to bring us to new life. And just as that serpent was dipped in gold and bronze, put on a stick, lifted up to everyone who raised their eyes and gazed upon it, they would be healed. Christ would come down to this world to be raised on a cross, to stretch out his arms, to take upon himself all of our sinfulness, all of our faults, to anyone who would turn to him would be healed. And as we live this time of Lent, we are preparing ourselves to be able to discard all that sinfulness in our life and give it to him as he gives his life for us and redeems us in his love. He is ready to bring us that fullness of life if only we turn to him, to have that confidence in him and allow him to restore us in that hope of the promised kingdom he has given to us. And so as this time of Lent, may we really continue to be strong in turning away from our sinful ways, giving those to him through the moment of confession. Lord, here I am in my own misery, in my own weaknesses, in my own faults, and open the doors to God's mercy that poured out upon us and to renew us and to restore us in that hope that he has come to give his life for us. And if we trust in him, he will bring us to the light of his glory. He will lead us to the fullness of truth and happiness. Lord Jesus, may our hope be renewed in you and restored to follow you and to gaze upon you, that you may lead us through all those obstacles and challenges that we have in our life to know that you are with us and shall never abandon us.